praise because God's favor on you.
Hi, this is your host. Good evening, parents and guardians. This is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Education for All's radio show has a goal to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you to build stronger family relationships, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to our individual sponsors, Eddie and Maxine George Jr., also our corporate sponsor, Mr. Willie Moore Jr., who is the host of the Nightly Spirit on Hallelujah 1600 for those of us who are in St. Louis, Missouri. That's Gospel 1600, 6 p.m. each night. And he is also the founder of Will Flow Music and the Young Fly and Saved movement. And he is a TV personality. He has his own program that's appearing on Christian networks all around called Flat Out TV. Please visit Mr. Moore's website at www.williemoorejr.org. That's WILLIEMOOREJR.org. And I played the song, a theme song by Mr. Moore, a little bit longer because today's tribute is to grandparents. And when we think about grandparents, sometimes we still just tend to think of grandmas. And just like Mother's Day takes precedent and gets more cheer than Father's Day. So that was an extra special tribute to grandmas because we often put them up there first. We think about them when we talk about grandparents. So as you know, we have not had a show for September yet. This is the first show on the 6th. That was so that we could enjoy the Labor Day weekend. And then last Sunday, second Sundays of each month, we do not have shows because I am involved in a very special women's entrepreneur group that meets on second Sunday. So I'm very honored to have been selected to be a part of that, which has turned out to be an excellent, excellent learning experience for me as an entrepreneur. And I am just really enjoying that whole process and what it is bringing to Education for All and how it is helping Education for All to grow. And we have not, that was only our first meeting, but my group is doing really well, excited to be a part of Prosper here in St. Louis, Missouri. So just a few things before we start our show. We are planning many, many wonderful things through Education for All. We have some online courses, so for those of you who are interested in online courses, we ask that you visit our website, www.educationforallinc.com, educationforallinc.com, so that you can learn more about the online courses we're offering. We have a great one regarding stress reduction, and the courses are only $297, and you can register on our website, again, at www.education4allinc.com, and you can find out more information. But the stress reduction course deals with personality types. So if you're one of those who you get frustrated, and we're all there, at some point in our lives, this is one course that definitely after I received the training for, because we're using this from Stress to Best curriculum, I learned a lot about myself. It helped me be more calm, and I'm sure my husband can second that. But when you understand more about your stress triggers and whether you're an introvert or an extrovert and how we actually have both of those traits and how one is more dominant than the other, and we have a preference for some of the personality traits that we exemplify or demonstrate on a regular basis, and just how to deal with that, so that we're not so stressed out by people and situations. It makes a huge difference in your lives. So for those who have heard the show on previous episodes, you've gotten a taste of what the course is like. And for those who aren't, who have not been a part of that show, please visit our archives. You can go to the website, go to our Education for All radio show page, and you can actually connect to the show, the previous show that we talked about, where we talked about stress reduction and personality types. And then we encourage you to register for the online course. It is a course that's on demand, so you're able to take the course at your leisure. There are PowerPoint slides and some downloadable tools. There's also a course manual and a stress reduction guide that's specific to your personality type. So whatever personality type you have, and there are 16 of them, there's a guide for your specific personality type that can help you in developing your stress reduction plan. Again, the course is only $297, so feel free to, we definitely encourage you to visit the website, especially if you're feeling frustrated and angry on a regular basis. And for those who work with people, because people will do that to you every time. So, you know, if you want to improve relationships, find greater peace, improve teamwork and productivity at work or with the different people in your ministries and so forth, this is an outstanding course for you to take. We also have another one for teachers that will be coming up soon. This is for beginning teachers. There's just so much teacher turnover, and it's impacting education. For me, it's not so much as to whether a teacher leaves one district and goes to another, because I do believe that everybody should be happy where they work, and I feel like teachers are entitled to that just like everyone else in their fields and professions. So for me, that's not an issue if a teacher leaves one district to go to another, because if you're not a good fit or that district's not lining up with what you had anticipated, then by all means, look for somewhere else to where you and the district is a perfect marriage, a perfect working professional relationship. But what I am concerned about is teachers who leave the profession. When you are good at what you do, when you bring something to the table, there are many, many different districts, types of schools, also different jobs within the field of education. So I really want to work with those beginning teachers who are considering leaving the field. I don't want you to leave. I want you to stay, you know, get your feet more than just wet, you know, get submerged in education, actually find where you fit. So just helping them to develop a career path plan while they focus on helping their students to meet their academic goals. So that's the goal of the course and the objective, and that course will become available. We are trying to gear it up for October 1st, if all goes well. That class will also be offered on demand, and it will have a manual with it as well as downloadable tools and PowerPoint presentations, and it's only going to be $297 as well. And then the third online course that we will be offering will be a business course. As many of you know, I've written the book, How to Start a Business and Be Your Own Boss. So recently I've had the opportunity within the last few months to really focus on Education for All on a full-time basis. And that is definitely something that has been interesting as well as a challenge, but fun learning experience. And it has just changed my whole outlook when you get to focus on your business and your passion and ministry on a full-time basis. And I really thank my husband for his support. I thank God for closing those other doors, and I thank the rest of my family and friends who have been supportive. So that book will be the basis of the course, and along with things that I've been experiencing over these last few months and things that are coming up in the upcoming months. So How to Start a Business and Be Your Own Boss, that will be our third online course. And, again, that one will also only be $297, and it will include your materials. And so we want you to think about that course if you are debating about whether or not you even want to start a business. And even if you have a hobby and you've started, you know, working on it, and people are paying you or wanting to pay you for your services, whether it's knitting, baking, doing hair, you know, we want you to actually turn it into a full-fledged for real business and make that your sole income, source of income. So that course will be available in December or January. Right now we have it scheduled for a January rollout, but we may roll it out in December. So, And that course will also consist of PowerPoints, and you can go at your own leisure as well. Once you sign up, then you automatically have access to these courses, so there's no waiting on other people or traveling or anything. It's all through the internet. Okay, also we want to remind you that our Involved Parent Magazine is available. If you have a business and you would love to support our efforts by placing an ad, please feel free to contact us as soon as possible. Our next issue of Involved Parent Magazine will be due out on November 1st. So we are at this time accepting ads. So contact me, your host and editor of Involved Parent Magazine, at Carletta, C-A-R-L-E-T-T-A, at education, the number 4, A-L-L-I-N-C.com. And we want to do one more thing before we get into our show. A tribute. I appreciate having our callers. You know, some of them are regular and they call all the time, and I really appreciate that. And right now I noticed that I'm missing one caller in particular. He calls often and has great comments to share. He recently lost his mom. And so just for those, you know, for our callers, you know, I appreciate you calling in. And then also keeping me informed. You give me great feedback on the shows. And then also if something's going on in your life, you feel free to share that. So I'm just honored to be a part of your lives and to have you a part of Education for All Family and for me personally. So just to pay tribute to one of our callers who lost his mom yesterday, we know that she's in a much better place than we all are right now. We will see her again for those of us definitely who have accepted Christ. So just wanting to let him know how much I appreciate him and that I do miss him as a caller today. All right, before we start, I saw this in the devotional today. This is a quote by Mother Teresa, because we are talking about parent, grandparents and paying a tribute to them. It says, "What you are doing, I may not be able to do. What I am doing, you may not be able to do. But all of us together are doing something beautiful for God." And I thought that was very fitting for tonight's show, because when we talk about grandparents, you know, and the generations and just the differences that are that we're experiencing as parents in our own seasons, there are some things that grandparents can do that the parents can't do. There are some things that the parents will be able to do that the grandparents won't be able to do. You know, as our society advances and changes and we have all this technology and different inventions and conveniences going on, you know, every generation of parents is expecting something, is experiencing something quite different than the previous generation. So there are some things, I think, as grandparents, we do have to realize our kids may be able to do better than us, or things, they'll be able to do some things that we couldn't do at all, period, because we didn't have those same advantages. So, you know, grandparents, I really encourage you to hold on to that thought. And then at the same time, those who are parents, realize that there are some things you just can't do. You know, until you get that experience and that age and that wisdom, you know, you've crossed a few years of parenting, some things you just will not be able to handle like your parents can handle. So just wanting you to understand it, but understand that together you two make a wonderful, beautiful, cohesive unit for the grandkids. You know, grandkids have to see that the parents and the grandparents are on the same page. You know, there should not be any deviation there, you know, to where it looks like there's animosity between the parents and the grandparents, or a lack of support, or it causes confusion for the grandkids, or it interferes with the grandkids' relationship with their own parents. So with grandparenting, there are so many rewards. We're going to talk about rewards, expectations, and how to support parents, which goes back to this quote that I read by Mother Teresa. And at any point, feel free to press 1, and that, or dial in if you're listening online through your tablet or or through your laptop, et cetera, always call in at any time, 646-595-4481, and press 1. Those who are on the line who called in by smartphone, landline, et cetera, feel free to press 1 so that I can bring you into the conversation. So as far as rewards, grandparents have the opportunity to enjoy being around little ones and seeing their legacy fulfilled. You know, if we've done our jobs, and I'm a grandparent now, our granddaughter is 4 and a half, so if we've done our jobs as parents, we should be able to see legacy being fulfilled through our grandkids if you've done the job right. So, train up a child the way that they should go, and they should not depart from it when they're older. So you should be able to see legacy being fulfilled. You should be happy. You know, if you're not happy, then something it has gone awry. But I don't want you to beat yourself up. But I'm just trying to let you know that these are some of the rewards as grandparents, that you get to see the legacy fulfilled and you get to be around little ones again. Because we know that as grandparents, there were some things we wish we could have, would have, should have as parents, and we just didn't do because of our work situation, financial situation, or we just didn't know, or we just didn't have that opportunity because of technology and convenience and what have you. So now's the opportunity where you can be around little ones again and you can see that legacy starting to be fulfilled. Also, grandparents are elevated to a special status with great appreciation. I mean, it is wonderful. You know, kids, they love being with their parents, you know, especially, you know, when they're really little. But there's something about being a grandparent and you're just elevated to a whole new status. You know, it's like you walk on water almost. So just enjoy that status that you get as a grandparent. You know, sometimes some grandparents don't want to be a grandparent. I see grandparents, oh, well, you know, I don't want people to think of me as a grandma. You know, it doesn't matter what you call yourself, whether it's Gigi, Nana, Mama, it really doesn't matter. You're still a grandparent. And that's a status to be honored. You know, you have wisdom and experience that needs to be imparted to that next generation. So take advantage of it. Don't feel slighted because you're a grandparent. I mean, it may not have happened the way you wanted it, or it may not have happened at the age that you would like to be a grandparent, but nevertheless, you're a grandparent. So just enjoy that status. That is a very special title to have. Also, grandparents have more time to do the fun things they may not have done with their own children. You know, that's the joy when you're a grandparent. There are some things, like I said, you probably wish you could have, would have, should have, you know, and we're all usually there that we didn't get to do when we had our kids because we were younger and career-oriented or doing this, doing that. And, you know, but as a grandparent, you just get to have fun, you know, and then the last reward, probably one of the best ones, you can send them back home. So after you had enough and the fun has worn off, you can send the grandkids home. You don't have to keep planning a meal for every night of the week. You don't have to keep spending your money, you know, every day of the week. So, I mean, I know I'm making light of it, but, I mean, honestly, you know, after – you know, it's like having company for a holiday dinner. You're so excited before people come over. You're really great, glad while they're there. But when they leave, that last person, you know, you just can't wait to sit down and rest and get some time for yourself. So just wanted to throw that out there as well. You can send them back home, whether you had a good time and definitely if you had a bad time. All right, we have a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have a question or a comment?
Yes.
Hello,
hi.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just had a comment, mostly just wanted to kind of shout out my grandparents as well as my daughter's grandparents. It's been a great help just to have them in my life, and you just don't really know what you have until it's gone. And, you know, as you mentioned earlier, one of the callers had a loss, unfortunately, and You know, that's just something that I think of. You know, we don't know how much longer grandparents may be around because tomorrow's not promised. So I really do appreciate all of my grandparents out there. And everyone who is a grandparent that's listening, thank you for all that you do.
Oh,
and
thank
that's
you
it.
So much. We appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. So, callers, let's get to the second section, the expectations for parents, for grandparents. Now, grandparents, just being a grandparent, you know, by virtue of your kids having a baby is not enough. You have expectations on you, and these are serious, serious expectations. And as a grandparent, you know, I told my daughter that I definitely would take my role seriously. And so I think she and my son-in-law, they see that my husband and I are very serious about our role as grandparents and supporting them. So grandparents, part of the expectations include these five things. One, impart patience and wisdom to your adult children. You know, remember when you were young and having kids, or if you had them older, you know, you weren't always patient. You didn't always stay and do the right thing with your kids. You didn't always know what to do. And so when you're looking at your kids, it's your adult children, even though they're adults, it's the same way. So be patient with them while they're trying to learn. It may not be the way you would have done it, but, hey, if it works for them and it's not causing harm to the kids, hey, kudos. So, you know, and just be there to give them the wisdom when they need it, because sometimes we give them our value and opinion, but they really didn't need that. But definitely don't know that you're expected to impart patience and wisdom. You still have to continue raising and assisting your adult children, but just not doing it to the same level as you did when they were kids at home, 18 and younger. Also, support your children in their effort to raise your grandchildren. So, you know, it's going to be different. Every generation experiences something different. So just be supportive of them. And also make sure that you set boundaries for your grandchildren. You know, just because they come to grandma and grandpa's, they should not be running all around. They should be tearing up your furniture. You know, you shouldn't be embarrassed to go out in public. So set boundaries. You know, sometimes grandparents, like grandkids, have free reign, but you know you would not have allowed your children to do that. So, or if you did, then now maybe with this next generation, be the person that sets the boundaries. And in the process, you'll be a role model for your grandkids, because kids love structure. You know, they will respect you more when you have structure and order coupled with some fun. So, you know, just be that role model for them. And then, like I said earlier, enjoy being a grandparent. Don't be embarrassed. It is what it is. However they got here, whenever they got here, you're a grandparent. So just as an expectation, enjoy being a grandparent. And then finally, the last thing I want to cover before we close out our show, working with parents to support the next generation's academic success. I learned so much from my grandfather, you know, my mom, in those early years especially. You know, while my mom was at work, he was teaching me so much. And when she got home from work, she was teaching me so much as well. But I learned a lot from my grandfather. It wasn't just babysitting for him. I mean, he taught me how to tell time. He taught me how to write my last name. He taught me how to go to the store, run errands. I mean, there was just so much that my grandfather taught me at an early, early age that definitely helped me with my academic success. That he was teaching me, my mom was teaching me, and so I couldn't help but to be prepared by the time I got to kindergarten, and then even, you know, years after that. So grandparents, read to your grandchildren. You know, get some books, you know, a few books, read to them, read the serial labels, put your TV on closed caption. You know, whatever you need to do to assist them with reading, you can play a large role in your child's academic, your grandchildren's academic success and help their parents out. Make every moment a teachable moment, whatever you're going through, whatever they go through, and especially when they are upset with their parents, make it a teachable moment. don't let them just talk about their parents and I can't stand my mom did this and I don't know why dad let me do that, da, da, da. Talk to them. It's a teachable moment. You know, you may agree with it or not agree with it. It doesn't matter. But find that moral, you know, that good morsel in there of wisdom and make that a teachable moment for them. And because sometimes you can explain something to them and they accept it, whereas their parents said the exact same thing, but because it was mom and dad, they don't want to hear it. So you can say the same thing the parents said, and they'll take that. But it's a teachable moment that you're sharing with your grandchildren. Also, engage in meaningful enrichment family activities. Remember, I said my grandfather didn't just babysit me. There was some learning going on there as well. So engage in meaningful activities with your grandkids. Don't let them just text away when they're in your presence, especially the teenagers. Don't let them say, well, I'm just going to hang out on the couch or upstairs in my room. I mean, really make them do something. If they're coming over to your house because the parents made them or you know, whatever the case may be, make them do something meaningful and enriching with you as their family. Also, ask your grandchildren about their school progress and future plans. I mean, you know, every generation hates when an older person asks, so what do you want to do when you grow up? Everybody hates that question. We all do. But, you know, still keep asking. You know, keep pressing them, asking them about school, because if their parents are asking and you're asking, or even if their parents aren't but you are, they know somebody is asking, and that's what matters. And then also participate in your grandchildren's activities. You know, when it's parent-teacher conferences, when it's soccer or football, basketball, music, dance recital, whatever it is, visit the school. Volunteer in the classroom. You know, kids really love to see family members present. And definitely for those times when the parents can't be there, if you can be there to support your kids, then by all means, be there to help support them in raising your grandkids. So parents, I thank you so much for tuning in. Grandparents, I thank you for tuning in. And I hope that everyone enjoyed Grandparents Day last week. Like I said, we missed it because we did not have a show last week. But we do have a show coming up next week. So I encourage you to join us right back here next week at 6 p.m. And do want you to follow us at Twitter. We are at Ed4AllInc.STL. We are also on Facebook at Education4AllInc.STL. So thank you very much, and I wish everyone a great rest of the day, and I pray favor upon parents and grandparents and guardians everywhere as you prepare children for academic success this week. And again, join us next week at 6 p.m., and we do want to, again, wish our thoughts and best wishes to our caller who lost his mom yesterday. And I want to, again, encourage all grandparents to enjoy the rewards of grandparenting, to accept those expectations of grandparenting, and support your kids as they raise them.
Never really mattered so much to me.
Never really mattered to me.
It's nothing like a woman on the Lady, they can all say what they want, but they got nothing on you.
Nothing on you.
So you just keep living your life following Christ, because God's favor on you.